Screenplay log, Silver Creek Corridor. Fade in. Exterior, Silver Creek Corridor. Morning. A thin ribbon of trees cuts through the property. Roads bend. Property lines appear and disappear. The creek continues. Super. 0.81 acres. 371.14 meters. Saul, voiceover. Not a subdivision, not a conventional park, a corridor. Most projects begin by asking, how much land do we need to build something? This one begins with a different question. How little land do we need to preserve something and still let people use it well? Cut 2. Exterior. Roadside entry. Day. One marker. One bulletin board. One place to pull in on purpose. Cut 2. Exterior. Stewardship site. Continuous. One RV pad. One functioning restroom. No ornamental sprawl. Saul, voiceover. The design should feel discovered rather than advertised. Cut 2. Exterior. Silver Creek. Late afternoon. One bench. One plaque. Water moving beneath the trees. Saul, voice over. The creek is already the monument. Everything else merely points toward it. Fade to black. A cursor blinks. End log. A narrow corridor appears on the map. Only 0.81 acres, but that is enough to change the philosophical character of the place. The question is no longer how much land can be consumed. The question becomes how little land must remain in order for the creek to stay legible. Road, bulletin board, one RV stewardship site, one functioning restroom, one short trail, one bench, one plaque, and finally, the water itself. That is the whole program. Not a resort, not a subdivision, not even a park in the usual sense. More like a tiny civic exception cut into the logic of larger parcels. The shape matters. It resembles the odd leftover parcels people remember because they should not have survived. The tiny private triangle in the city sidewalk, the orphan strip that remained after roads changed, the sliver on the county map that makes a future planner ask, why is this still here? And the answer, if the project works, is unusually human, because someone wanted people to be able to walk down to the creek. That answer is small, but small answers can outlast larger ambitions. Houses appear, driveways appear, ownership changes, systems expand, data centers rise, public meetings fill with diagrams and megawatts and water questions. Yet the creek remains one of the few things in the story that does not need a public relations department. This is why the corridor reads as a rebuttal to scale, a reminder that infrastructure grows by asking how much more can fit, while stewardship asks what is the least we can disturb and still keep the place usable. In that sense, the restroom matters, the bulletin board matters, the RV pad matters. Civilization is always revealed by the unglamorous details. A plaque alone is poetry. A place with a toilet admits that other human beings exist. A board under glass admits that observation can still happen without an app. A single overnight site admits that somebody may want to stay long enough to hear the water after dark. And then the final revision. The creek is already the monument. Everything built here merely points toward it. Some monuments are built to be seen. Others exist so that something else can be seen. If this corridor survives, that distinction is the reason.